just so 80s it almost hurts. But
it is a product of its time. Yeah,
I absolutely love it. But to your point, I think the new one is getting such great reviews because the dogfights are going to be unreal, it sounds like. Because first off, Tom Cruise is flying a jet. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, when we went and saw Doctor Strange, the new Doctor Strange on the IMAX screen, they did, like, it wasn't like a trailer. It was like a scene from the movie that lasted like 3 to 4 minutes.
Right.
And I'm just going to be honest. It was really, really awesome. Like, if you go see that thing in IMAX, it's going to be more of like an experience than just like going to the movie. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, definitely recommend that. I'll probably wait until the hype dies down a little bit to go check it out. But we're going to do a little ranking right now.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to bring up the new Top Gun movie. Of the top five greatest Tom Cruise movies of all time. Everyone knows who Tom Cruise is. We did not discuss this before you came in here. So we made our list. I'm excited to hear yours, and I'll go ahead and start. We'll do 5-1. And the first one, I'm going to go with one of his first roles, which was The Outsiders, 1983 movie directed by Francis Ford Coppola, the great Francis Ford Coppola, of course, of Godfather fame, based on the book about the rival gangs, the Greasers and the Sox. Tom Cruise plays one of the Greasers, Steve Randall. It's one of his first roles. Like, I don't think it's necessarily one of his best roles, but I loved the book and the movie as a kid. Just kind of nostalgia for me. So I had to put that one on the list. Going to go with The Outsiders as number 5.
Okay, my number 5 is going to be Rock of Ages. I'm just kidding.
Get out. Get out, dude.
Get out. He'll call somebody else. And I think my number 5 is going to be Top Gun. You know,
okay.
It's going to be Top Gun. My number 5, it came down between two. It was either going to be Risky Business or it was going to be Top Gun. And I chose Top Gun because I think Risky Business put him on the tee to be a superstar, and then he hit it out of the park with Top Gun. It transcended him. So that's why I got Top Gun number 5.
We are going to be so different here, and I love it. This is like, I know this list is about to be controversial because I'm not including some of his most famous roles.
Oh, same.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Cruise got a huge catalog. Okay. My number 4 greatest Tom Cruise movie of all time is going to go with Minority Report. 2002 movie directed by Steven Spielberg takes place in a future where a special police unit is able to arrest murderers before they commit their crimes. And Tom Cruise plays an officer from that unit who himself is accused of a future murder. And I just think this movie really stands up. Like, it was 2002, so it's 20 years old now, but it actually stands up. It's a good sci-fi movie. Doesn't seem dated when you watch it, so I'm going to go with Minority Report as number 4.
It's a great one. It's one of those, like, forgotten Spielberg movies.
Yeah, in a way, for sure.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, the scene in the bathtub with the eyeballs. Like, if you've never seen that movie, like,
weird.
Yeah, it's got some really good creepy parts. If you like sci-fi, check out Minority Report if you haven't seen it.
Is Colin Farrell in that, too? It's a good Colin Farrell, I think.
I think so. Yes, yeah. Yes, he is.
My number 4, it's going to be Tropic Thunder. I think he is unbelievable in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where when you first saw it, I think a lot of us knew it was Tom Cruise. But my favorite thing that happened was that in the theater, when his name pops up at the end, everyone's like, oh, my God. It hits everyone that that he was Grossman the entire time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He is unreal. I can't repeat any of his lines, really, that he says in the movie because they are just littered with profanity, but it is Tropic Thunder to me is one of the funniest satires that's ever been made. I think it's a perfect comedy. It came out in 2008, and I think it has
good
aged
cast.
Beautifully. The cast is amazing. Ben Stiller directed it. It's got Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr., Nick Nolte. It's got everybody in it. But
one of the funniest things Robert Downey Jr. has ever done as well.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise steals the movie for me.
Yeah,
his scenes
agreed.
With Bill Hader, every single one of them are perfect. So I got to go Tropic Thunder number 4.
Okay, number 3, I had to put this one on the list. The Firm, 1993 movie based on the John Grisham novel about a young lawyer joins a prestigious law firm only to discover that it has a sinister dark side. I don't even think The Firm is that great of a movie, but it was filmed in Memphis. So, like, I got to show it love on the list. You know, the fact that it's one... Dude, I mean, frankly, it's probably one of the biggest movies ever filmed in Memphis, so got to give The Firm some love. If you've never seen it yet, check it out, because you'll obviously see our city in it quite a bit.
I think you could argue it's definitely the best movie filmed here, and I actually haven't seen it because I want to read the book first. So I have the book. I need to read the book before I can see the movie. I know everything that happens, but I need to see it. I've heard it's tremendous.
Yeah, it was, dude, I remember, as a kid, so I was probably in, third grade, maybe, it was a huge deal. It was such a big deal that they were filming this movie in Memphis. So yeah, if you want to see the city in a movie, check out The Firm 1993.
So my number three is going to be A Few Good Men. It's going to be A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
It was Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, Demi Moore, Kevin Bacon. Just a tremendous like courtroom drama. And the last 25 minutes of this movie are some of the most electric things you'll ever see on film. It was the movie that kind of proved, I think, that Tom Cruise has the chops to go up against anybody, because he's in a scene with Jack Nicholson throwing 2,000 miles per hour, mm-hmm. Jack Nicholson is, and he's hanging in there with him. This movie, it's a rewatchable movie, too. You don't really think it is, but the performances in this movie are so damn good. Every single time I watch it, you get that warm feeling like, ah, man, you just watched a classic. A Few Good Men's going to be my number three.
Okay, me and Connor were ranking our top five Tom Cruise movies in honor of Top Gun coming out this weekend. If you want to let us know your rankings of Tom Cruise movies, please feel free. I'm at Bennett Doyle on Twitter. He's at CDunning929.
Nailed it.
Here we go. All right, so my number two best Tom Cruise movie of all time, going to go with Magnolia. He won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role in the 1999 movie directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. I think it's one of Paul Thomas Anderson's less talked about movies. He's obviously one of the great directors, but it was one that I saw when I saw it back in 1999. I was like, whoa, I've never seen a movie like this. And so I kind of credit that one as the beginning of like my weirdo-ness of being into, like, you know, strange movies. Also, great year, 1999. So just wanted to put that one on the list. Go with Magnolia at number two for me.
Magnolia is amazing, and it's one that you can't really watch over and over again.
Right.
Because it's so heart-wrenching.
Yeah, it is.
No, Magnolia is a tremendous choice. I am going to, for my number two, I'm doing Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Edge of Tomorrow?
No, I know.
This movie is so up your alley. It's insane.
Yeah, I need to see it. Because it was like a joke when it came out. But now it's like this cult classic. Yeah.
It was one of those where it was like, oh, an action movie with Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and then changed the title of the movie last minute. It was very weird how that whole thing went down.
Live, Die, Repeat. And then it was Edge of Tomorrow. And it's the movie that kind of, you know, Emily Blunt really arrived in this
movie.
That's
right.
Tom Cruise is incredible. Brendan Gleeson's really good in it. It's Bill Paxton is great. You get a good Bill Paxton. R.I.P. to him.
Yep.
It's one of I can't talk much about it if you haven't seen it.
I'm gonna check that one out this weekend. I gotta check that out.
It's so good.
Okay, and then my number one. people are gonna hate me for this. I don't care. My number one Tom Cruise. Greatest Tom Cruise movie of all time. I'm going to go with the 2005 underappreciated War of the Worlds. I have a soft spot for this movie. Sci-fi, aliens, I love monster movies. I saw it twice in the movie theater, directed by Steven Spielberg. It's just about an alien invasion. Like, it's based on the book. It still stands up. It's creepy. It's got like the big, you know, action sequences. Like I said, aliens invading Earth. I just love this movie. It's my number one for Tom Cruise movies. I'd like to see Tom Cruise do another movie with Spielberg, because that's some of his best work, in my opinion. And so, yeah, I'm going to go with War of the Worlds is my number one Tom Cruise movie.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I didn't think you were.
I don't hate it. War of the Worlds is, I think it's a very good movie. The Tim Robbins scenes is, oof, talk about intense.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I didn't include any of the Mission Impossible movies.
Oh, well, I'm about to.
Okay.
So, I know people right now are just screaming, Mission Impossible!
Yeah.
I'm cheating. I'm putting the franchise all as number one.
See, that's why I didn't do it.
It's too hard to pick. Here's what I'll say.
I haven't seen all of
Two
them.
Two and three are the weakest.
So, okay, so yes.
One is awesome.
One is, I remember one well. I saw that one a bunch. Ethan Hunt, his famous role. Then the second one was stupid. I saw that one. The third one was good, but I don't think I've seen like any of them after the first three.
So basically, starting with Ghost Protocol, I think in 2011, it's like Ghost Protocol, Rogue Nation, Fallout, like the Mission Impossible movies that have been coming out basically the last 10 years or so, you could argue are the best action movies out there. And he's doing the real stunts. They are incredible. It's kind of like, you know how Fast and Furious made a bit of a genre flip with Fast 4 and 5, like around that time?
No,
after
but
three,
go on.
After 3, they change a little bit, the Mission Impossible movies. They almost become less spy and more action set piece, big movies type of deal. They are awesome. They are definitely going to be my number one. I think they're probably what he's most known for, and he should be most known for them. It's just unbelievable that he's at his age still doing these. And the new trailer for the new one just came out, and it looks incredible.
Okay, see, I got to, like, binge these because I gave up after, like, the third one. So I'm not even familiar with the rest of the franchise. So I got to get on these. I just kind of gave up. My honorable mention, I had to throw in Born on the 4th of July. He was nominated for that. Tropic Thunder, like you mentioned, that was on your list. Interview with a Vampire. That's a really good, underrated Tom Cruise role. You don't like Interview with a Vampire?
I don't dislike it. It's just like, it's like, okay, that was a movie. It's.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this list. I know I am. Okay. I don't care.
My honorable mentions, I guess, of course, Risky Business has to be an honorable mention. And then The Color of Money, I think, is really good.
Very
much like that. And then Collateral. I wanted to mention that.
Collateral's awesome, too. Good. Yeah, Michael Mann, that's a really good one, too.
I mean, you're in good hands with Tom Cruise. He doesn't really make bad movies.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get through these next ones. But yeah, those are our list. My top five Tom Cruise movies. It was number five, The Outsiders. Number four was Minority Report. Number three, The Firm. Two, Magnolia. Number one, War of the Worlds. Connor, yours?
I was Top Gun. Kind of forgot my list already. I know Mission Impossible was one. Tropic Thunder was four. Top Gun was five. What was three? I don't remember. I just did them, and I don't even remember what I did.
I don't remember what you put in there either. I don't know. Too bad. okay, let's move on to this next one.
Story number three.
Okay, so big TV weekend as well, specifically on streaming services. We'll go quick on this one. You've, of course, got Stranger Things Volume 4. A lot of folks excited about that. And Obi-Wan Kenobi, the new Star Wars series on Disney Plus, starring Ewan McGregor. Just a simple question, which one are you more excited about?
Probably Stranger Things, but it's just because I've been binging the series.
Yeah.
So Obi-Wan, I can't wait, or Kenobi, I can't wait to watch it. I don't really know what to expect from it yet. I've heard the first two episodes are good. I've heard they're good because they came out late last night and I had a couple buddies that were able to watch them. But I would say Stranger Things because, like, Stranger Things season one might be my favorite season of television ever. So I would say Stranger Things, but it's close.
Yeah, I'm more excited for Obi-Wan Kenobi just because I'm a Star Wars nerd, but I'm excited about both of these. I'll be watching them both this weekend.
Story number four.
And then finally, we just mentioned Star Wars. This weekend is Star Wars Celebration, so you get a lot of Star Wars news this weekend coming out of that big convention, Lucasfilm news as well. Few big announcements that actually aren't Star Wars related that came out of Celebration. We got the first look at Willow, the new Willow series, which I'm really excited about. I loved the movie as a kid. It was directed by the great Ron Howard, starring Val Kilmer and Warwick Davis. Warwick Davis, obviously back for the show. I think it looks really good, so go check out the Willow trailer. But the thing I wanted to mention, big announcement yesterday, is that Indiana Jones 5 is coming in 2023, and 79-year-old Harrison Ford will, in fact, reprise his iconic role as Indiana Jones. Your thoughts on 79-year-old Harrison Ford returning as Indiana Jones?
I am excited for the franchise to be able to
move on
for what happened with number 4. I'm really excited.
Oh, you didn't
for
like
this.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
No. Well, I didn't.
No,
I don't hate
not,
it.
It's not great. I don't hate it. Like, I love those movies.
I get a couple beers in you. It's kind of a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, monkeys. But it's here's what I'll say. I am confident in this one because of James Mangold, and because he is the guy who made Logan.
Yep.
About an aging guy going off into the sunset, final movie,
okay,
type of deal.
I
think that he's going to be able to land the plane with this one.
He's the director that sends these guys off into the sunset.
Yes,
I like that.
Exactly.
I think that's solid.
I'm excited for it because of his involvement. The screenshots that were, I guess, the screen grabs that we've seen from some of the footage, it looks like a film. Like, it looks like a movie. It looks like a non-CGI all the time, like Crystal Skull was. So I am cautiously optimistic, and you know, I'm a Harrison Ford guy. Just put him on screen, I'm gonna watch it.
Even at 79 years old.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited about it too. Love Indiana Jones. It'll be interesting to see how they do this, because, like, obviously, clearly, there's going to be a lot of action sequences. So how do they handle him? Although he's been in like three plane crashes, so he can handle anything. Yeah, he should be fine. Excited about Indiana Jones. All right, dude. Appreciate you joining me. Congrats on the new house.
Thank you.
Yeah, and again, big weekend of movies and TV. Hope you guys enjoy all of it. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jeff Calkins. We'll get back into the NBA discussion and more. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio today. We're on 92.9 FM.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG Highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, $259 a month, or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, $359 a month, or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander, seat 7, $369 a month, or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9, Outlander NZ068 336, MSRP 29505, Sport NU009708, MSRP 26035, G4 NHF05848, MSRP 18385, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Summer is upon us, and that means it's time to seize the moment and start enjoying the great outdoors, being active, or hitting the beach, which makes it the perfect time to stop by and let us find you your perfect pair of shoes for the summer. Scale steep hills, run that 5K, walk that mile, or conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. At New Balance Memphis, we'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Don't spend the summer in uncomfortable shoes. Come to the New Balance Memphis store. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run to determine your foot size, shape, and gait so that your shoes fit perfectly. Stop by the New Balance Memphis store today, located in the Cordova Town Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen.
Charmin!
Goes last long, it's TP goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rows in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag. You got that bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Whether you're working from home, an office, or both, Staples has your tech.
A powerful PC that'll help me deliver the perfect presentation.
Staples has your tech.
How about wireless headphones so I'm not tied to my desk?
A second monitor that'll make multitasking manageable?
Staples has you covered with tech solutions and accessories. From the latest laptops to networking solutions. And now, save up to $260 on select PCs. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 5/28. In-store only. Limit 2 while supplies last.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 MPG Highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
all 36-month leases. Forte, any 483-548, MSRP 21-435, Sol, N78-33-273, MSRP 21-140, Sorrento, NG11-6657, MSRP 31-290. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
We're all on this planet together, so join Odyssey and find your one thing. When planning your summer vacation, pick a destination close to where you live to limit your use of fuel. Join Odyssey, and together each of us doing one thing makes a greener tomorrow. What's your one thing?
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? Yes, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. Gary going to be back in studio on Tuesday. And I'm joined right now by my columnist, your columnist, the city's columnist. It is the great Jeff Calkins, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, which you can hear every single weekday at 9 a.m. right here on this station. And Jeff, look, it's been a really tough week. You know, you said in your open today that this three-day weekend, it's really needed right now. It's just been a rough week in this country. And, you know, I talked to Gary about it in the open. I talked to Dan Walken about it. But, you know, I got to get your thoughts on this as well. I don't know how to ignore the news coming out of Uvalde today. It's literally what's on everyone's mind in this country right now. What'd you make of the press conference today where the Texas Department of Public Safety Director Steve McCraw said that it was the wrong decision for officers to not breach that classroom where the gunman had barricaded himself for 40 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it's first of all, I wasn't able to hear Gary or Dan on this topic or just generally. It has been a hard week, and I think the fact that, you know, I read, there's a columnist at the Wall Street Journal named Jason Gay, and he wrote a column, and the headline of it was, this couldn't be a sports column, or this should have, you know, whatever. Basically, like, and I've wrestled with this, and that I have a hard time knowing what to write about this week, because it feels like anything else, it seems trivial.
Yeah, disingenuous, and, right? I'm
like,
with you.
Why am I writing about whatever? Everything else seems trivial, and yet it's so hard to know to write about this in a way that's, you know, meaningful and doesn't just get people irritated or, you know, whatever. So when you're just yelling in the wind, you know.
Right.
So I've struggled with sort of the same thing. I actually went today to and I knew about this event before the shooting happened. And it was, there's a man named Mr. Bruce, and he is at Immaculate Conception Elementary School. He has been there as the maintenance guy for 25 years. And they were having, this is the last Friday of school. And normally Mr. Bruce, he grills out on the last Friday of school. And so this time they were having Mr. Bruce Day, and someone else was manning the grill or was taking care of the grill. And they were just honoring this guy who worked in maintenance, for 25 years. And it was, I have to say, I stopped by at the school and so many people came by, former students. Like there was one girl who had started in pre-K, and then when she was a first grader, I think it was, her father died. And she always looked at Mr. Bruce sort of as a father figure. And now she's 27 and came back to say goodbye to Mr. Bruce. And you, and this is a guy who works in maintenance. And then out in back of the school, the kids were laughing and they all had little cards for Mr. Bruce. And it was just such this wonderful scene of innocence and community. And it almost, you almost feel guilty taking it in. And it also feels so vulnerable, you know, like one of the things that you hear people say, which seems just loony to me, is that the key to all of this is to just have one door. Right. And of course that's common sense. Now people don't, people are much more secure, concerned about security, right? Like you in buildings, most places, schools. Now, if you go in, there's, instead of, you know, when I was growing up, you could walk in any door, right? And now they're much more buttoned down about it, about whatever else. But the truth of the matter is what are you going to do? Never go outside for recess? You know, like at this particular school that I went to today, everyone was out back having a great time on the swings, on this whatever. Like the issue isn't to live in hardened silos our whole lives, right? The issue is to do something about the scourge of violence that is plaguing America. So I'm sort of, and I'm trying to now figure out how to write about this, because it's just such a lovely scene there. And this is a lovely man who had, he'd been working at a paint factory, and the paint factory closed down. He was laid off. And so he got a job in maintenance at the school. And then a few months later, the paint factory reopened. And so they were going to bring him back at $15 an hour. He was making $9 an hour at the school. And as he went back to be interviewed again for this, to get back on at the paint job, he just realized, he said, my place is at the school. Like, this is a much, like, even though it was much less money, it was, you know, I want to be a part of these kids' lives. And every school that is vulnerable, including, you know, the school that was shot up, it's this community of people who just want to love each other and, you know, celebrate kids. And it's, so the whole thing has been really, I think, difficult for everybody to get their mind around. In terms of the news of today, it just makes it that much more tragic, and it just makes it that much more, feels like it preventable. But it, in so many ways, we're not doing the things that we could do. Like, okay, so the cops didn't do the things that they could do, right? Well, neither did the senators, you know? Neither did the senators do the things that they could do. And again, there's no perfect solution. We're seeing right now that the idea of a good guy with a gun, that everyone needs to be, you know, you need a good guy with a gun to stop a bad guy with a gun. That's not a perfect solution, right? Like, people will say background checks aren't good because it wouldn't have stopped this guy, or in a particular instance, they'll say that. No, there's nothing that's going to make everything safe 100% starting tomorrow. The question is, are there things one could do and start to do that would make us incrementally safer? And I think the thing that's so galling about this, and one is the slaughter itself just rips your heart out. But then to realize, and this is just another way today that we're seeing that maybe some of it could have been preventable, that's the other thing. It's not just that it happened, which is gut-wrenching. It's that it happened and we didn't do everything we could do, whether we is the police officers who didn't charge the building, or we is the politicians who didn't take the steps that they could take in order to make America safer. We didn't do it. And so, sure, in that way, it appears that the police have blood on their hands. It also is true that Americans have blood on their hands. It's just, you know, and so if you're going to sit here and rip the police for not doing everything they could do, I agree. But then I think we have to ask ourselves, have we done everything we can do? And the answer 100% is no, we have not done it. Indeed, we have done nothing.
No.
So we essentially are like those cops who sat out there and said, "Yeah, we'll just wait. Nothing to be done." America is those cops.
No, it's heartbreaking. I mean, and even beyond that, like you know, it's ironic that the NRA convention's going on this weekend, and I saw pictures of you know, there was a bunch of elementary school kids out front of the convention, you know, protesting with signs up, "Could I be next?" And it kills you, man. Like, it just does. Listen, it's,
you know,
so brutal.
You know, when Lee Greenwood is backing out of the concert,
right?
That Lee Greenwood, I mean, pretty much, you know, I think there's only, of all the acts that we're going to perform at the NRA convention, I think there's only one that is still there. And Lee Greenwood, who is, you know, sort of a staple for that group, has said, you know, out of respect, whatever, and this has decided not to perform. So yeah. Who knows? Maybe it'll be some sort of a change, but I'm dubious.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've talked with Gary, but, like, I'm a gun owner. Like, it's I know there's a lot of responsible gun owners out there. Like, it's not – I don't think at all these discussions are a war on gun owners at all. Like, this is just a war on doing –
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've made this point a million times, is that 90% of gun owners and non-gun owners, Democrats and Republicans, believe that steps should be taken. Maybe if you go to certain extremes, you'd say, well, that's too much. That's infringing on our constitutional right, and that's fine. Like, again, no one is coming into your house, Bennett, and taking your gun away.
Right.
They're simply saying, hey, Bennett, if you want a gun, would you be willing to undergo a background check? You know, even if you buy your gun off the internet, would you be willing to undergo a background check? Would you be willing to, like, it's just sensible stuff that only lunatics don't agree on. And yet we're made to believe that we are so split on this issue. We're not split on the issue. We fundamentally agree on the issue. it's only the politicians whose financial well-being depends on it, who aren't at least, you know, who are taking the approach that there's, quote, nothing to be done. There was one congressperson, they had a moment of silence, and he refused. He walked out during the moment of silence, and he was asked, well, isn't it disrespectful to walk out during the moment of silence? And he said, listen, if you're at a Rotary Club or at a church or at a sporting event or at work, school, wherever you are, and you can have a moment of silence, have a moment of silence, by all means. He would have then done the moment of silence. But if you're in a position where you actually can do something, and instead all you do is a moment of silence, that moment of silence isn't honoring the dead, it's dishonoring the dead. And so that's why he walked out, and that is 100% how I feel.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, so I'm going to try to switch gears here and keep it just a little lighter, if that's cool.
Talk about hot dogs?
Well, hot dogs. I actually was going to talk about hot dogs. I'll just jump ahead to the hot dog discussion. How about that?
Yeah.
So you opened your show today on hot dogs. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Well, only because Costco has made a great American company that has said they are not going to change the price of their hot dog Coke combination, and I wanted to lift everyone's spirits and let them know that the Costco dog and Coke combination for $1.50 is going to continue to be $1.50. Now, mind you, I have never had the Costco hot dog, although I got to go to Costco regularly, mm-hmm. because I always get the Costco pizza.
It never occurred
to me that I would rather have, and I think the pizza's really good,
pizza's
I would rather
great.
Have the hot dog than the pizza. And so I always get the pizza. But I like that America has 150 that has a hot dog. Have you ever had the Costco dog?
I have. We don't have a Costco membership anymore, but when we did, yes, I had that hot dog frequently.
So that's why it came up, and then we had a discussion of whether any grown human being actually would prefer a hot dog to a hamburger. Is there ever a moment that you would take, if you're offered a cheeseburger or a hamburger or a hot dog, that you would take a hot dog? And there are some people who weighed in and said that they would. I think basically those people are 12-year-olds in spirit still. Like, I think 12-year-olds might want a hot dog instead of a hamburger, right? Or 8-year-olds, 6-year-olds.
Yeah, like my kid would. But I honestly think it depends on the setting. I really do, because...
Oh, a ballpark. Ballpark is different. All bets are off. Ballpark, we understand. Anywhere besides a ballpark, would you pick a hot dog over him?
Well, the thing is like, so let's say you're at someone else's house and they're grilling, that you're not the one manning the grill. I'm going to trust a hot dog probably better.
You don't trust their hamburgers?
No. Well, it just depends, because some people don't know how to cook a hamburger. Like, maybe they'll burn it, maybe they'll undercook it. With a hot dog, it's like impossible to mess that up. So, of course,
you are the guy who pays cash for your gasoline.
That's right.
Not a trusting fella.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I feel like that if I'm at someone else's house at their mercy.
You would really pick, I mean, unless it's a weird looking hamburger, I'd pick the hamburger. If I see that it's got blood red meat in it or whatever, then I'm not picking a hamburger. But if it's any normal human being who's got dishing up a hamburger for me, maybe a little charred, that's okay. I'm taking the hamburger.
Yeah, I mean...
You might take the hot dog.
I might take the hot dog. I mean, it depends on the mood that I'm in. I do agree that I think hamburgers are probably more universally loved, like at a cookout. I think more people would want a hamburger. But I like a good hot dog, too.
If you're expanding it to be Italian sausage with peppers and onions... That's not a hot dog, though. Like, I might pick that over a hamburger.
I love it.
Like, you get it at a fair. Like, that's delicious.
Yes, that is delicious. Okay, so then it even led you to, which I couldn't think of the answer. Like, I love it when you do these food segments. And you guys were asking what's the best hot dog in town, and I could not think of an answer. Like, okay, so, like, if you can find the cart, like, if somebody's going around with a Nathan's hot dog cart, yeah, you would go get that, because that's probably going to be good.
More and more, yeah.
But, like, a place to go in Memphis for a hot dog, I couldn't think of one.
You couldn't literally think of a single one. Well, Five Guys has hot dogs.
Okay.
I know that because my buddy Fishman gets the hot dog at Five Guys often. I've never gotten it. I've never seen it. I wouldn't know it was there except for – so I'm taking his word for it that Five Guys has hot dogs. Elwood Shack, I was told, has hot dogs.
Okay, I like Elwood's.
Now, again, though, they have 40 things on the menu at Elwood's.
That's
it's
the
delicious.
Thing.
Why would you
too
ever
much,
order the hot dog?
Too much
you
other
never,
good stuff. You're never going to get the hot dog there. Right.
Right. And then Jennifer Biggs said that Freddy's, is that the name of the fast food place?
Yeah, I got to go to Freddy's. I've had so many people bring up Freddy's recently.
That Freddy's has hot dogs. And so... those are the main places where now other places have smoked sausages, you know, like barbecue joints and stuff like that. You can get a smoked sausage different places.
Yeah.
But yes, hot dogs, I think, are mostly a backyard thing that you cook as sort of an extra. You're either cooking hamburgers or ribs or wings, whatever, and you want something else and something for the kids. And so therefore you throw the hot dogs on the grill. There's a reason. Like, people, I was having this debate with Fishman whether hot dogs are better than hamburgers, and I don't think it's close. There's a reason that you can get a hamburger anywhere. Hell, Arby's just introduced a new hamburger,
that's
right?
True. Yep.
There's a reason, because Americans like hamburgers. You know, we vote with our feet. Like, every fast food place has hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have hot dogs. Why? Because hamburgers are better than hot dogs. And that's, you know, so to me, there's not a lot of debate on this topic. It's settled. All you have to do is look at menus all across America and see which is better.
No, it's a good point. Yeah, I think I'm with you, though. Yeah, it's true. Hamburgers over hot dogs, I think that's
now,
probably
the question
universally
is, what's the
appreciated.
Best way to cook a hot dog? On a grill?
On a grill. No, I don't do the boiled hot dogs. I don't do boiled hot dogs. I mean, I think, is the Costco one a boiled hot dog? I'm sure it is.
No, I don't think so.
It's not. It's not boiled? It might be boiled. I mean, there's no char marks on it.
How about like a Dodger dog, like a dog at a ballpark? Isn't that boiled?
I think it might be, but I guess I trust that more. Like, I ain't boiling my own hot dogs.
No, that would be immoral, is to boil it.
No, if you're doing it at home, you got
a
grill.
How about a frying pan? Could you cook it on a frying pan?
I think you probably could. But do you have
horizontal stripes or vertical?
I'd probably go horizontal, I guess. I don't know.
Three?
I don't know. Yeah, the three. I don't know. That's a good question. I will say this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Like, my wife loves the Nathan's hot dogs. Like, I'm sure everyone does.
You can tell a difference between type of hot dog?
I don't know. She says you can, right? And so she always wants the Nathan's hot dogs from the store. So I always get those. But I'll be honest, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Maybe not in Memphis.
Go ahead.
I am kind of a sucker. And shout out Penny Hardaway for those King Cotton Red Hots. The red, the like blood
so what
red.
Makes, do they taste different?
I don't know. I just like them. I don't know what it is. I guess because I ate them when I was a kid, like that I just like. But I'll buy a packet of those Red Hots, the King Cotton Red Hots.
But you don't think they taste different?
I think they might have a little bit of different flavor profile.
Do they have kick to them? I don't think I've ever had one of them. I think I'm turned off by the bright red color.
It's like a nostalgia thing. I don't know. I don't know if that's a Memphis thing or what. I mean, I guess it's a Memphis thing.
Right.
But yeah, I like the Frank's Red Hots or the King Cotton Red Hots. We might have to try those this weekend.
It's natural. What is it? It's what's the phrase? It's something delicious. It's what? What's the?
I don't know. I don't remember. God, how do I not know the
this is terrible. You're the original Memphian.
I'm a Memphian. My gosh. How do I not? Hang on. King Cotton slogan.
King Cotton. It's
King Cotton. I don't know. I don't know.
Isn't there a thing, though? Isn't there like a thing? Isn't there a thing that
someone can
say?
Help? Someone help us. Someone can help us, and we'll figure it out.
We'll pass it along.
Okay, real quick, sports. This is a sports show sometimes. Warriors, they are going to the NBA Finals. Sixth time in eight seasons. If the Boston Celtics win tonight, it's going to be Warriors-Celtics in the NBA Finals starting next week. You said you'd be rooting for the Celtics if that was the case, and I was kind of surprised by that. Why Boston over the Warriors?
Because I hate the Warriors. Why is that surprising to you? I freaking hate the Warriors. So I hate them because they were the last opponent, because they were high and mighty. And what would be the argument otherwise? Because you want to lose to the team that's the champion?
That's my argument. That's my argument.
I get no satisfaction out of that. I'm not fooling myself. Let's take it this way. The Bills lost to Kansas City in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother me that Kansas City then lost to the Bengals, and then I didn't care. Like, it didn't matter. Like, if Kansas City had beaten the Bengals and went on to win the Super Bowl, that would not have removed the sting of the loss. I generally hate the team. I grow to hate the team that has beaten my team. And no one is out there saying, oh, the Grizzlies are so great because they lost. No. Memphians might be comforting themselves that with a little bit, but go win the championship next year, or go to the finals next year, or do whatever. You don't have to comfort yourself with saying, oh, well, we were closer than everybody else who was closer. That is small comfort to me.
I mean, I think, okay, so I was talking to Gary about this. I think that the Klay Thompson story is kind of cool. Like, I mean, the guy missed two seasons, and now he's back. And, you know, it looked like pretty much for the entire regular season that he was not the same player, that he might just not be a great NBA player anymore. And even through some of the, like, in the Grizzlies series, like, there's people early on in the Grizzlies series.
When he hit shots. Listen, I that's fine. By the way, it's rightly seasoned, and don't forget it again.
Rightly seasoned, that's it. Okay.
Rightly seasoned.
Yeah.
And yes, we're going to have to ask you to leave Memphis if you forget it again. Hey. So anyway, I do like that story. I think it's a great story. And the fact that literally of the last eight years, the Warriors have been to six finals, and all six were when Klay Thompson was healthy, and the only two when he wasn't healthy – they didn't go to the finals. That is a hell of a record for Klay Thompson. I don't think, I think it says something about Klay Thompson that even as people hated the Warriors, right? Particularly they hated the Warriors the Durant Warriors because they were too good.
Right.
Even then, nobody really hated Klay Thompson. You know, Tate Thompson has never been hated, and then he, yes, and then he suffers these devastating injuries, and so that's a good story. I agree. It's a good story.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Celtics.
Why do I want the Warriors? The Celtics haven't won in a long time. The Warriors have been winning and winning and winning and winning and winning. Steph is irritating. He has his mouth guard hanging out of his mouth. Draymond's a huge pain in the ass. Don't you hate Draymond?
Yeah.
I thought you hated Draymond.
I mean, when he's playing the Grizzlies, I hate him. Yeah. When he's playing the Grizzlies, I hate him. Yeah.
And then Steve Kerr on his high. I mean, I like the gun stuff he says, but I didn't like the stuff he said about Dylan Brooks.
I didn't like that.
Droning on and on and on and on. And then they've beaten him before. No, I hate the Warriors.
But Boston is freaking.
How about the fans? Think about the fans.
Oh,
the fans
you want to talk about Boston fans? You want to talk about Boston fans?
No, but their fans were as obnoxious to Grizzlies and to Ja and to Dylan as anyone has ever been. And just outrageous, media members in Memphis, just absolutely outrageous. You want those people to be happy?
I don't want anyone to be happy.
Your priorities are screwed up.
Boston is title town, man. Like
no, that, you're exactly right. The worst thing about Boston, if Boston is the only misgiving I have. I don't have any problem with the Celtics winning the title. I like Jason Tatum just fine.
I like Tatum too.
Just fine. I like I, you know, the only problem with it. I like the fact that honestly a lot of people had dismissed them. Oh, you missed your chance.
Sure.
You should blow up the team now. Whatever else, you know. The only problem with them is the Red Sox and the Patriots, and it's Bostonians who are already smug about winning so many titles. So if I expand it beyond just the Celtics, then I can get myself to, well, I don't.
Sure.
If I think that it's like the Tom Brady fans who are winning another title, that's obnoxious. But it's NBA specific. It's pretty clear to me that Boston is the much, much, much more desirable champion than the hated Golden State Warriors.
Okay, I'll concede that. Well, the NBA Finals start next Thursday, and we'll find out tonight who the Warriors are going to play. Jeff, appreciate you. Have a great long weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
You too.
All right. That was Jeff Calkins of the Jeff Calkins Show and the Daily Memphian. And when we come back, we're going to do Dinner to Go and get out of here. I got a Dateline preview. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio today. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. It's Memorial Day weekend at 92.9 FM ESPN. It's a weekend for fun, so grab a beer, a burger, some barbecue. Enjoy the gift of family and the sounds of sports on 92.9 from the comfort of your own home as we remember those who never made it home. Memorial Day weekend with the Mid-South Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
People moving into Memphis, homes are flying off the market, and sellers can't land a new home, but there is a way to avoid this issue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the way to do it is to call my buddy Josh Heisel with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh can help you place a no contingency bid on a new home before you list your current home. That way, when your home sells, you got a new home waiting for you. And when it comes to marketing and networking, Josh puts your home in front of hundreds of qualified buyers, which increases demand and drives up the price. So don't leave that money behind. Look up joshheisel.com. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him, too. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. 901-461-8147 is his number. Give him a call. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. joshheisel.com. That's Josh, H-I-S-A-W.com.
If you need to stay on your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshheisel.com.
Hey, hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease, and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Randy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483, 548, MSRP 21435, Sol, NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorrento, NG 1166.57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/22. Dealer stock only, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
America's most iconic quartet comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel on June 4th, the Oak Ridge Boys. Tickets start at $40. Get yours at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Room packages with a room and two reserved seats for just $229. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and mention the Oak Ridge Boys room special. The Oak Ridge Boys, Saturday, June 4th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager, Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in greater Memphis, including DeSoto County in Mississippi and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
The weather and the deals are heating up over at Gossett Kia Covington Pike, and we're ready to put you in a new ride today. Take your pick. 2022 Kia Forte LXS, 39 MPG Highway, $219 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or get 2022 Kia Soul LX, $219 a month, $29.99 due at signing, both 36-month lease. And third row seating with 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315 a month, 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing. Plus peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Come see Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, Forte, NE 483-548, MSRP 21435, Sol, N7833-273, MSRP 21140, Sorrento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/22. Dealer stock only, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
This Memorial Day weekend, while you're between barbecues, take the time to reflect on the reason we celebrate. We celebrate freedom and the men and women who have died to protect it. For those that gave all. Remind your neighbors and your friends, and remind your kids most of all, to say thank you. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend. From 92.9 FM, ESPN. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, in studio today. GP going to be back on Tuesday after the long weekend. Appreciate him joining me in the open. Appreciate Dan Wolkin joining me as he does every Friday. Appreciate Connor Dunning sitting in, doing that fun entertainment segment with me. And, of course, Jeff Calkins joining today as well. But right now, let's do Dinner to Go and get out of here. I got money
with the best of them. Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Well, we learned a lot of stuff, some fun, some not. The Warriors, they are going to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in eight seasons, and we're going to find out either tonight or on Monday who they will face in the NBA Finals, which start next Thursday. And hopefully the NBA Finals will be a little more entertaining than these conference finals have been, because they have been anything but that.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah, of course, it's Game 6 Eastern Conference Finals. The Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat in Boston. 7:30 p.m. tip-off on ESPN. You can also listen right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll have pregame coming up at 7 o'clock right after the 6. Boston is an 8.5-point favorite tonight. Big number. I do think the Celtics win and close this thing out tonight. I could see it being a close one, though. Miami has pride, man. They got pride. I'll take the Heat plus 8.5. But at this point, who the hell knows? This has been such a weird series. I think Boston closes it out tonight, but give me Miami plus 8.5 in a close one, I guess.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
We got a brand new Dateline NBC two-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock. Okay, so GP told me that I got to do a Dateline, so I tried my best. It's been a busy day, so we'll see. Okay, here we go. Jane and Eduardo Valesa loved fixing up and selling old houses, so they made that their business. Their big dream was to live out in the country, have a family, a big garden, horses, fruit trees, lots of animals for the kids to play with. So when they had the opportunity to buy a rundown ranch in foreclosure in San Miguel, Mexico, they saved every little bit of money they had to put it all into the ranch. Built a real ranch house among the mesquite trees, big gates, outbuildings, a garden for Jane, a riding ring, and fine Spanish horses for Eduardo. For their three growing children, it was a magical place, happy and secure. It was true paradise. Jane wanted the children to get an education beyond what the public schools in the area offered, so she and Eduardo, they built a school right on the ranch for their family and other families in the area. Every morning, that half-mile drive down their own private country lane to school, it had become a family ritual for the Valesa family. But it was that perfect morning in June of 2007. That was the last moment of pure innocence that they'd ever know. On the way back from dropping their kids off at school, Jane and Eduardo were boxed in by two other vehicles, both kidnapped. Jane was set free just moments later, but Eduardo, he was taken away in another vehicle and wouldn't be seen again for 7 months. With little help from law enforcement, Jane spent months negotiating with her husband's kidnappers via the classified section of the local newspaper. And eventually, Jane did get her husband back, but at what cost? That's tonight on Dateline. And Keith Morrison, the GOAT, he does report tonight. This is actually a follow-up Dateline episode. The original one, it was one of the more popular Dateline episodes, and they're going to interview Jane and Eduardo's three kids tonight. But basically what ended up happening, these kidnappers, Raul Julio Escobar and Ricardo Palma Salamanca, I think that's right, kidnapped this man, and they completely milked Jane and the family dry, most of their wealth, for months until they eventually returned Eduardo. Escobar, he was eventually Caspered, but Salamanca is on the run in France, apparently. And the Valesa family, they lost almost everything negotiating for Eduardo for all those months. They ended up having to move back to Maryland, where they were originally from. And the sad thing is, Jane, she was actually battling cancer during this whole ordeal, so she passed away not long after they returned to Maryland. A really sad story. Anyways, that's tonight on Dateline.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, go read Dan Wolkin's story over at usatoday.com on why the NBA must fix its regular season schedule in order to improve the playoffs. We talked about that in the first hour. Really good piece. Go check that out over at usatoday.com.
What's on tap next week?
Who knows? We'll know who the Warriors are going to play in the NBA Finals that start on Thursday, so we've got that to look forward to. But Long weekend for most people for Memorial Day weekend. So please, I hope you guys all enjoy and seriously cherish the time with your friends and family this weekend. If we did learn anything this week, it's that we can't take that for granted. So hope everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend. Really appreciate you guys listening, and we'll talk next week. This has been Bennett Doyle in for GP. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM ESPN. The Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m.
So Ja takes enormous leap.
Desmond Bane arrived.
I never imagined it. He may well be an all-star.
Sure.
He's a killer.
Live on 92.9, 680, or anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Are you ready for the Take It On sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike? Take on high gas prices with 41 MPG highway in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4. $259 a month or buy for $17,885. Looking for the perfect road trip ride? Take on 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $359 a month or buy for $25,285. Plus, award-winning redesigned 2022 Outlander. Seat 7, $369 a month or $29,005. And get the stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 72 months at 3.9, Outlander NZ 068336, MSRP 29505, Sport NU 00 9708, MSRP 26035, G4 NHF 05848, MSRP 18385. Includes all rebates and incentives. P of 695. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Consumer investigator Andy.